Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Sydney Sweeney is showing off her jeans, but why is it rubbing some people the wrong way?
And how is Kim Kardashian trying to get your face snatched?
And later on, our buddy, actress and comedian Lunell is joining the party. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
All right, guys, if you haven't heard, Shannon Sharpe was just fired from ESPN after settling a sexual assault lawsuit. Well, on his Nightcap podcast, he shared that his biggest regret is how the news affected his brother, Sterling Sharpe. Check it out.
Guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really want it to be about him, and I want it to be about my family. I know this would, I said, this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for.
It is today I learned he had a brother named Sterling.
Yeah.
They've been around for years, but I feel offended.
What?
How you gonna tell me to wait till damn Monday? You know, wait till Monday with that damn to play with her and stuff, honey? And then gonna talk about, because I don't want to overshadow my brother? No, they did what they had to do. You got fired.
It's tricky. Could ESPN have pushed it a few days?
They could have.
They could have. But also, that's not in their purview. That's not their job. That's not their responsibility.
No, it's not.
You know?
So, I feel so bad for his brother, but he just go ahead on and go. If Shannon goes, now what would probably really bring attention, if Shannon goes to the damn induction, that's going to people, oh, look, Shannon's over there. I wonder if they got little Gabrielle with it. He stays his ass at home and let his brother get his award, and then it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, you should probably watch it from the crib.
Yeah,
that's a heartbreaker there, too, because you do want to support your brother. You do want to support your family.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you're supporting an OnlyFans model for the rest of her life.
But. Yeah, she made it very clear.
Dang!
Shots fired. All right, yo, Sydney Sweeney is making waves with yet another ad campaign, and this time it's for American Eagle jeans. Now, of course, she looks smoking hot in the commercials, but some people are taking issue with the slogan. Check it out.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has great jeans.
Now, some folks think American Eagle is saying a white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman is genetically superior, and others are criticizing the campaign for catering to the male gaze. And for what it's worth, the company's stock has gone up 10%, adding $200 million to their revenue. So you think people are just looking for something to complain about, or, it is what it is.
I can understand some people thinking it's too much, but also, if you're upset about a denim ad, you might have better things to do.
Well, no, because I think whoever said that is right, because, honey, because she's blonde and blue-eyed and all that other stuff. Of course they are, but what offends me the most part when they try to say, honey, it caters to the male gaze. The gays don't like that.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Yeah,
not that kind of male.
Yeah, games. Like the people who like to stare, like, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, like they've been running this commercial up on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah,
because we didn't have that problem when Brooke Shields wore her Calvin Klein. She said nothing comes between her and her Calvin Klein. Mm-hmm. Now she talking about this, I don't know, child.
And that was a play on words at the time, too, because she was a virgin for a long time.
Yeah, she was in the Blue Lagoon. So, Well, honey, speaking of advertising, Kim Kardashian has a new Skims product, and it's for your face. Now, the Seamless Sculpt Face Wrap is designed to provide jaw and neck support. Now, it comes in two colors, clay and cocoa. And, honey, it's already sold out on their website. So, check out this model explaining how it works.
My favorite part is how this goes around your neck because the other ones slip off so easily. And the fabric is infused with collagen. The way the Skims face shaper has elevated my entire morning shed is crazy. Like, my jawline has never been this snatched.
That woman's very attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
I don't think it has anything to do with the knee sock that's tightened around underneath her jaw.
Yeah, they need to have a person who's normally a two.
Right.
A spokesperson for this.
Yeah. Let me see it before and after. Mm.
But I'm so sick of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah?
Do you see what she is doing?
What?
What's she doing?
She is doing a subliminal way to tell people you have sex acts a certain way. You could tie up your neck and your jaw still be in place if you're doing certain things. I don't like that, honey.
What things?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Lower jaw support, I can understand
that. I don't like that, honey.
It does look like, yeah, it's given like you had a major brain injury or you have some trauma or maybe your jaw's broken.
At least they got that, like, you know, that back cranial support spot open too. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, so you wouldn't wear this at all, Gary? Like, you know, get a little definition going on. Mm-hmm.
You could buy all the Skims stuff and be like a Skims mummy with this. You're almost all the way wrapped up.
I still feel offended though, because, honey, I feel like, honey, so if you go up to your mate and say you want to do certain things, honey, you got this here wrapped around your neck, I mean,
like what things?
That head thing, whatever she called it, her head brace. It's just, you know, could you imagine yourself? And you know, so I just, we got you, Kim, though, girl, honey. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't wear this, Gary?
No.
Because, I'm not saying you have an issue, but I'm just saying you wouldn't.
Would you wear it?
No, I don't think I need it.
Why not? Oh, could you just keep your mouth open? Okay.
All right, moving on. Okay. Neil McDonough is a big-time actor. He's been in shows like Desperate Housewives and Yellowstone. But he says he was once blacklisted in Hollywood. That's because he wouldn't kiss anyone besides his wife of 22 years. Check this out.
I'd always had in my contracts that I wouldn't kiss another woman on screen. And my wife didn't have any problem with it. It was me, really, who had a problem. And I was like, when I wouldn't do it and they couldn't understand it, Hollywood just completely turned on me, and they wouldn't let me be part of the show anymore. And for 2 years, I couldn't get a job, and I lost everything you could possibly imagine.
He should have been blacklisted. Because the thing is, he's an actor, when you go up to these places, studios, to get the contract, it's telling you what you're going to do in this damn movie. So you're wasting these people's time, number one, if you can't kiss somebody else, and it's called acting. So you tell your wife, I'm not kissing her because I love her. I'm kissing her because this is part of the damn script.
That's
so
true.
I mean, sometimes they do add things to the script. However, I would imagine even at some point, because if he truly lost everything, I'm sure his wife is like, come on, bro, you got to kiss somebody.
Yeah, right?
Like, come on, man. You're like,
pucker up, Neil, and pay these bills.
About to lose the pool.
Yeah. It's a little strange to draw the line at kissing. I can see draw the line at, like, aggressive sex scene or... maybe that's the only.
But how many times did that? Because, like, usually when I've seen him in movies, he's been a villain.
He's the bad guy
with the gun.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for him to kiss nobody in that situation. So.
And his wife looks stronger than him. So I mean.
That is very true. All right, now Oreo and Reese's have teamed up for a new collab hitting the streets in September, and apparently people have been begging for it. So there's two products. One of them is the Reese's Oreo Cup, which will have milk chocolate and white cream on the outside and peanut butter with Oreo cookie crumbs on the inside. Oh. Now the other is the Oreo, and the outside looks like it'll be the same as a regular Oreo, but the filling is a Reese's peanut butter situation with Oreo and cookie crumbs.
Mm.
I would rock with both of those.
I would give them both a try for sure.
Hell yeah.
Where's the ice cream versions of these, though? That's what I want.
I don't like that idea. I still like the black and white, so it just...
You don't like any brown?
No, I like black and white.
Do you eat the whole cookie, or you go for the cream first?
No, I lick the cream off the cookie, then I eat the cookie. Yeah, I don't take it or lose it, then you lick the cream and then eat the cookie?
I usually mash my Oreos up and put them in ice cream.
Really? Like, how do you eat yours, Tanner? You like to lick the cream? Well, up next, honey, the one and only Lunell joins us in the studio, baby. So you don't want to miss it, so come right back. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Honey, I am so excited, honey, for our guest today. Now, she's one of the funniest comedians, actresses, honey, the original bad girl of comedy. Give it up for my girl, baby, Miss Lynette. Hey, Jamel, honey, welcome back, girl.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Tanner.
Oh, hello, Lunel. How you doing?
He got the tea, too.
He gets the stuttering one, you know.
I know.
Crack, crack.
Okay, Lunel, you are one busy lady. You've got your Netflix special, Lunel Town Business, right there. Great poster, by the way.
Thank you.
You got a couple Las Vegas residencies going on. You're the voice of Millie in the animated movie Dog Man.
Oh.
You're part of the cast of the upcoming comedy, a Paramount comedy, Crutch. And you've got two shows here in Atlanta starting tonight at City Winery. How do you do it all?
I have four shows.
Four shows.
Two tonight and two tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday. And so that's four, Tanner.
Yes, ma'am.
And then and I'm also receiving, are you ready?
Come with it. Mm-hmm.
The key to the city of Atlanta. Yeah. All right. I'm getting a proclamation and all that.
What?
How so they everything, you? Everything I say goes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at how they give you the key.
This, I run this stuff for the next 48 hours.
So as a key holder of the city of Atlanta, what's your first order of business? What are you doing?
Well, I would like to give free health care to all the strippers in Magic City.
All right.
Oh, that's cute.
Who's going to need it?
Mm-hmm. They need that.
Well, speaking of fly, your own comedy special, Lunel Town Business, you talk about flying to friendly skies and your self-appointed position as an air marshal.
Self-appointed, unofficial air marshal.
Let's take a look at how you describe your airplane boarding process.
Okay.
First thing I do when I step on the I stick my head in that cockpit. Mm. I want to see who's driving this buggy. How y'all doing? Y'all get enough sleep?
I know that's right.
I always have to check the cockpit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most important people on the plane. You do got to make sure they're well rested.
Say hello. Have you had enough rest? Do you want some water?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that? I check very closely the cockpit at all times.
The cockpit. You know, and I love those cockpits, too.
We know.
Well, Lunel, honey, now, if you got a chance to live out your dream and perform in the musical Chicago, now, were you acting sexy, or is that the vibe that you serve in the bedroom, too? I mean, do you?
Well, what I do on stage is not what I do in the bedroom, Gary, unlike you. I had a wonderful experience performing at the Ambassador Theater in New York City on Broadway, doing Chicago for just limited engagement one night, but it was still fun. And what I do in the bedroom is none of your business. Ask Tanner,
because that's what I was gonna ask him. I said, now we'll make sure HR not around. So what does she do in the bedroom?
Everything. Oh,
really? Y'all, is she
not everything?
Not everything. Not everything, Gary.
No, she don't do everything.
No, not everything.
She don't like blown missiles and stuff. Okay, girl, make
Let's
no error.
Let's just say. Stay on your back.
Well, that means I couldn't be a part of that because I'm always on my stomach.
Right,
but anyway,
right.
So Lunel, girl, I know you love your lashes, baby. Yes, you do, honey, and those leopard prints. So if you had to give up one for a lifetime, honey, which one would you choose?
The leopard print would have to go because I feel like my superpowers are stored in my lashes.
Oh.
Okay.
Like when I bat them.
Oh.
It renders you helpless, right?
It sure does, yeah.
I got something in my... Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Let me see if it work on a head crack.
It worked?
Yeah.
Well, I got some in my... I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Cute.
I'll do it later.
You had me. You had me for like 2 seconds.
Did it? Yeah, was you going there?
You brought me in. Do it to the kid. Do it to everybody in America.
You got bedroom.
Ooh.
Okay. See, while y'all feeling that moist love feeling energy, y'all stay right there because we got more with the original Bad Girl of Comedy.
Beep,
after the break.
Beep, beep, beep. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Oh, all right, so we're still here dishing with our big sis, Lunel. Now, one thing we know about you.
Oh, and that's something that wasn't cute.
Oh, okay.
With your little sis.
Our little sis.
We over here with our little sis, Lunel.
Yeah.
Lunel.
Yeah.
And one thing that people know about you is, yo, you keep it super real. So we're going to run a couple of pop culture stories
by you. Oh, my God, okay.
That has the streets talking. We need your honest, unfiltered take on them, all
right? Oh, okay.
All right, so first up, YouTuber Duke Dennis was outside getting mobbed by fans when an overly excited young lady offered fellatio services to him in front of a crowd.
Now, you want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Now, Duke pulled her to the side and told her to never do that again in life. So, was that well played by Duke? And what advice would you give that
young lady?
And then
he gave her $150 and his room number.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what all she thinks she has to offer, she put her best foot forward, so to speak.
Left with her A game, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a shame because she looked like she could go, you know, she cute. She should go to night school, take a nursing class or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is that whose thing she wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He a streamer. You be watching the streamers?
I don't watch streamers.
If you did, would you give him a like and subscribe?
Well, Tanner, now, are you getting, you feeling some type of way, baby? Cause I ain't gonna do nothing to mess up what we got.
Oh, okay.
I know that's
all right.
Right.
Well, that was a test. I was just testing you.
Not with your womb broom.
You gotta see him sweep.
I ain't gonna mess up that. I need to see how you sweep them flows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Thoroughly.
Thoroughly. Okay. I hear you talking.
All right, now here's the last situation. Shirley Ralph said that she's very happy living her best life on the West Coast while her husband, Senator Vincent Hughes, thrives in his political life on the East Coast. Now, Cheryl said when they come together, life is great. When they're apart, life is great.
Yes.
So, do you like this arrangement? And could you live on separate coasts with your spouse?
I prefer it.
Really?
Yeah. Because, no, I mean, I think that they have a solid relationship. I really don't think he's a big we would have known by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Shirley would put that Jamaican juju on him if he tried to do anything, and he don't have to because he's got the prize. Also, they're very busy. They're both very busy. One would be home when the other one wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what causes contention when you're sitting there waiting for somebody to come home and you're the one at home. You know what I'm saying? So now he at home doing his thing over here, and then they fight to be together. Just like us, Tanner.
I know.
Yeah,
we fight to be together,
babe. We try hard.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want no man in my bed every night. Like, that ship has sailed.
Okay.
So I sleep with other things. I don't mean like that. Not
pillows?
Like, well, pillows, no. Actually, a back scratcher, okay. Bottle of water,
mm-hmm.
iPhone, iPad, pair of eyeglasses,
mm-hmm.
airplane neck pillow, an apple, a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need my things.
That's a lot of things.
That's a lot
yeah.
of
Yeah.
That's why I got room for no man.
Well, there you have it, honey. Lunel, tell fans how they could keep up with you.
Oh, my God. If you want to stalk me, please hit me on my Instagram, at Lunel, at L-U-E-N-E-L-L. And if you want to find out where I'm going to be so you can bring me presents and come see my show, heylunel.com. HEYLUENELL.com. Put it on the screen, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, right there. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, Lunel. And everybody stay tuned.
Hey, for I feel like I should break. Be, I feel like you feel some type of way because I'm not flirting with you. Listen,
no, not at all.
I know it's a hard time for interracial love right now, Jeff. But we have to fight through this thing.
We're going to fight through it.
That's right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so on an episode of the Caller Daddy podcast, Dave Franco let us in on a steamy confession. Take a look.
Wildest place you've ever had sex.
Oh, God. Something may have happened at one point on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland.
Well, okay, is this a little insane or what?
I wish I knew what the Pirates of the Caribbean ride looked like or how it operated.
Have you ever been on Small World?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a little boat and you're moving around, but instead of little talking gnomes, it's all pirates and like
okay,
the so same thing, but you're in a little boat moving around.
So you got like probably like 3 minutes to do your damage.
That ride might be 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
But I want to know, what do you call having sex? Because, I mean, he could have just been kissing her. He could have thought that was having sex. Because if you're on a little boat like that, I mean, you can't do that much penetration and honey going.
I don't forever. Think anybody considers kissing sex.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I don't think kissing is sex.
No.
Well,
maybe when I was 5.
Yeah.
Now you can get it popping. Shorty got like a little tennis shirt, skirt on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, lift that.
That's a lot of pressure on me, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we're in line for a long time, unless I'm getting the celebrity treatment. And where are you supposed to get warmed up while you're getting ready? What are you? Where are you supposed to like?
Probably in that long line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, honey.
Think about churros. What are you supposed to do?
Well, honey, that's all the tea we have for you today. So,
bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.